I'm Brian Milligan, and I became a Christian in 1994.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
I've been in church for as long as I can remember. And it's been such an integral part of my life that my early walk with God is really just kind of a blur. Going to church is just what we did. One of my very earliest memories is from when I must have been no older than 3 years old, and I was with my mom in a big room that I knew later to be my nanny's church. I remember going with my mom up to the front of the sanctuary for communion and feeling slighted when I didn't get the same cracker that everyone else was getting. I also remember the Lutheran church down the road from our house, where we went for a few years, and then I remember coming to the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church, probably about when I was 10 or 11 years old. So I remember some of the times I was in church, but for the most part, they're just normal happenings and not major events to me. I do know that I became a Christian. It was the first summer I went to Lake Swan Camp, so it was probably when I was 11 or 12. Even though I don't know the exact date, I can remember a lot about that night. God knew exactly how to get a hold of me. See, I've always loved science and math, so when the message in chapel that night was about God as creator of the universe, our planet, the oceans and mountains, and all the plants and animals and human beings, my interest and imagination were captured. And when the speaker that night said that this same creator wanted to have a personal relationship with me, I was ready. I remember going outside with my cabin counselor, leaning against a tree, and saying a prayer where I recognized God as creator and acknowledged that I wanted a relationship with Jesus, our Savior. Now, I can't really say that I had a dramatic change of lifestyle because I like to think that I was a pretty good kid, and my mom was faithful in making sure my brother and I were in church almost as often as we could be. But even without that kind of change, my story is still a story of rescue and God's goodness. I've learned in so many clear ways that God is big and that he loves his children even when we mess up. So fast forward to my college years. My father had passed away while I was in college, and I had lost some confidence in my coursework, so I dropped out of school and tried my hand at moving up through the ranks in my retail job. And that was going all right for a little while until I ran into some roadblocks. I wasn't moving up as fast as I had hoped, so after a few years, I decided to go back to college to try to finish my degree and go into the corporate world. And here's where I learned how big God can be. His timing was incredible, because he opened some doors for me that let me get out of retail just as I was about to have a significant health scare. I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis and was in and out of the hospital over a six-month span that surely would have made me lose my retail job, or at the very least, it made me physically unable to do the job I had been doing. Throughout that health scare, God showed up in so many incredible ways, from getting me connected to the right doctors, to having some very compassionate nurses that I had actually known back in high school, to a vital prescription becoming quite literally, miraculously affordable. God showed up and he showed me how big and loving he is. I look at those years and think about how I could never imagine all the ways he was working and orchestrating events to help me get through that difficult time. I think about how he was working on me and for me way before I even thought I had problems. God is so good to me that I've nearly forgotten how bad that health scare was. It's just a distant memory for me now. But so that I never forget how he carried me through those times, to this day, my specialty meds that I have to take every other week cost me absolutely nothing. It's a reminder of God's past goodness and his continuous provision. And he continues to bless. I'm surrounded by an amazing family and wonderful friends. I've been blessed in my career, advancing beyond what I imagined back when I was trying to survive the retail life. I have the privilege of serving as elder in the church that I love. He is so good. That's what keeps me going every day. I've seen God work in my life and in the lives of others, and I know that he is for us. He loves us and wants us to flourish. I've learned that he works in ways I could never imagine, and so I've decided to not let my limited imagination get in the way of letting him work in my life. One of the biggest things I learned in my walk with him is that I can depend on him. He rescued me from a health situation that I couldn't get myself out of. I had always been an independent, rely on myself kind of person, and God showed me that not only should I put my trust in him, but that doing so leads to increased blessing. I wish that I hadn't gone through that hard part of my life, but the result is a much closer walk with God, and that is worth everything to me. As I continue to grow, my prayer for myself and for others is this, that God would work in ways far beyond what we can imagine or comprehend, so that his glory and his majesty can be put on display.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.